For most of his 69 years, Stuart Brand has shown a deep and wide-ranging interest in the world around him. He trained as a biologist during the 1950s, then did a short stint as an officer in the Army, where he became a photographer. Back in civilian life, during the early days of the West Coast psychedelic counterculture, he staged multimedia art events, then moved on to become a pioneer in the worlds of computer and business networking and environmentalism. But Stuart Brand is best known for The Whole Earth Catalog, a thick tome he created and self-published in 1968 as a resource for the burgeoning Back to the Land commune movement. Andrew Kirk teaches environmental history at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Whole Earth was a very early forum for presenting the research of people who were trying to develop small-scale technology that were focused generally on the home and featured ecological designers who are looking into alternative forms of housing, things like rammed earth homes and underground homes, solar was a particular interest, wind power, alternative forms of transportation. Whole Earth was a really thoughtful blending of old traditions with new technologies that were available in the space age.
For Brand himself, the Whole Earth Catalog was also an experiment in empowerment for individuals and grassroots communities, a premise expressed by the catalog's subtitle, Access to Tools.
I guess implicit in that is a trust that humans getting more powerful through the direct personal use of powerful tools is a good thing, both for the individuals and for society. And that's been the case. People come up to me thanking me for the Whole Earth Catalog that bent their twig when they were young. They'll say that, you know, it got me interested in this, that, or the other thing that's their profession now, or made them feel that even where they were in remote Indiana, they were connected to what was happening in the world. And it just was a feeling of they could empower themselves to haul off and do things.
Many of the 1.5 million people who bought the Whole Earth Catalog lived in cities, not on communes. All were attracted by its many in-depth essays and spirited debates about appropriate technology, ethics, social relationships, and other topical concerns. They were written by the famous and the unknown alike, and hewed to no one ideology or set of beliefs. Many credit Brand with creating a culture of do-it-yourself democracy that still exists in the environmental community today. Indeed, it's Brand's brilliance as a social network entrepreneur that stands out for Professor Fred Turner of Stanford. In his book, From Counterculture to Cyberculture, Stuart Brand, The Whole Earth Network, and the Rise of Digital Utopianism, Turner describes how Brand brokered a collision, as he puts it, between the unfettered humanism of the 1960s counterculture and the computer and communications technologies of the scientific-military culture of the Cold War.
In the process of brokering that collision, Brand and the network of people he assembled around him substantially transformed our understandings of the personal computer. They gave rise to the term virtual community, and they reimagined cyberspace as a utopian electronic frontier.
Brand remains an outspoken champion of the Internet. He believes its openness and diversity have been its greatest strengths. But Brand's faith in technology, particularly biotechnology, sometimes puts him at odds with environmentalists who say we should not tinker with the fundamental building blocks of life. Brand believes that the creation of genetically altered food crops, pharmaceuticals, even new organisms that could help alleviate famine, eliminate disease, and save the planet are probably worth the risk.
With any of these new technologies, give them a chance. Be cautious, keep things in context, be transparent. Don't put the stuff too far behind corporate or government secrecy walls. Have a real debate about what it all might mean, and then feel your way along. And when something doesn't work, you'll find out, and everybody loses interest, and there's no market for it. But when you got something that works, go ahead and use it.
Today, Stuart Brand divides his time between two of his other pioneering inventions. One is the Global Business Network, a highly influential think tank that helps business and government leaders to imagine and then prepare for various alternative futures. His other project is the Long Now Clock, a giant, computer-driven timepiece conceived by Brand that will run for at least 10,000 years. When the device is eventually installed inside a mountain in the Nevada desert, Brand hopes it will prompt visitors to contemplate time on an epic scale and to envision, as Stuart Brand himself has always envisioned, a hale and happy future for planet Earth. I'm Adam Phillips.